This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. security officials say they are taking every precaution to guard against an attack on President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration Wednesday. As preparations for the day continue, the FBI is conducting security screening of the 25,000 members of the National Guard assigned to Washington to protect the event. This is amid worries of a potential insider attack. Acting Secretary of Defense Christopher Miller said there is currently no intelligence suggesting an insider threat. Miller said the troops are being given extra training as they arrive in Washington and told, quote, if they see or hear something that is not appropriate, they should report it to their chain of command. U.S. intelligence reports have suggested that some protesters holding on to the belief that outgoing President Donald Trump was cheated out of re-election might try to disrupt Biden's swearing-in ceremony or celebrations. The inaugural site is currently encircled in tall fencing topped with concertina wire and much more pronounced show of security than has been present at past inaugurations. Russia's most prominent opposition leader, Alexei Navalny, called Monday for his supporters to take to the streets after a hastily organized court ordered him jailed for 30 days. The makeshift court, set up in a police station on the outskirts of Moscow where Navalny was being held, agreed to a request from prosecutors for Navalny to be kept in custody until February 15th. Navalny, President Vladimir Putin's best-known domestic critic, was taken to the station after a dramatic airport arrest on Sunday that prompted condemnation from the West and calls for his immediate release. This is VOA News.